What's up? What's up?
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. That's all
Happy
I got to say to you.
April. Did you guys enjoy that nice little prank we pulled yesterday? Or I guess it wasn't yesterday, on April 1st.
It was all voice modulation. That was the real prank. That was actually us recording the episode. Yeah. We voice modulated.
It was honestly really complicated and hard to do, but we did it.
Expensive, too. We dropped how many bands? A few, a couple.
I think about 4 or 5 bands, yeah.
Yeah, just so y'all can have just a prank, you guys. That's how you know we're committed to this shit. We do this. We are true to this, not new to this.
That's right. That's right. I mean, how you been, though? How's did you get pranked? Like, what's going on with you?
Did I get pranked? I will say, for a brief second, I was also pranked yesterday by our dear friend Matt McCoy our personal Discord, sending images of an engagement ring of a ring of some type on his girlfriend's finger. I was just looking. I looked at it for a split second. I was like, wait, what? What the heck? But luckily enough, my other dear friend, our other dear friend, Jose, was already one step ahead of me. And he had already put the egg all over. He smeared it all over his face.
He did.
And I was like,
yeah.
No way. Congrats. Congrats, Matt. Congrats.
But it was then, crazy.
You know, you guys already revealed the secret. You say April Fool's. Ha, ha, ha. And so that way, I didn't have to make a fool out of myself.
So it sounds like almost every one of y'all got pranked.
Because I was so, like, you know, April Fool's pilled. I was like, you know, looking at everything I saw that day, I was like, yeah, it can't get me. I can't get me. I didn't first. You know what? I can't believe I fell for it. Of all people, it just felt too real. You know what I'm saying? And I felt like, because Matt, I just know he just seems like such a goofy guy. Seemed like such a real thing to April Fool's. I was like, nah, I didn't even consider April Fool's at that point. It wasn't even like an option in my brain space that April, that he could be pranking us about him getting engaged. But lo and behold, that was a good prank from Matt. So he did get me. I will say, I'll give it to you, Matt. You did get me on this particular April Fool's day. The only one to successfully get me. It's been a minute.
You didn't get pranked by anything online?
No, everything I would see online was just, it was all cringe, pretty much. Like, it's all always like, yeah, like the Virtual Boy Pro from Nintendo. I'm just like, all right, okay,
stop
like,
playing.
They're just playing around there. They're wasting resources. IGN's wasting resources. They could be, you know, putting out better reviews, but no, they decided to release a full 2.5-4 minute trailer about the virtual about a fake product just for an April Fool's bit.
Clownish.
Yeah, it's clownish. It's not a good bit. We're bit makers. We know this bit shit, and they don't know. And it just didn't work for me. So yeah, most online stuff did not work.
But what about, let's talk about the rest of the week.
Let's talk about the rest of the week.
How the rest of your week go?
Man, let me tell you. I didn't think it would come to this, but the saga continues. My neighbor, he's on the X list, bro. He is.
What's happening?
That's what I want to know. It seems like now there's just problems. And I'm not, you know, I'm not starting anything, because at the end of the day, I haven't responded to this man since, what is it, before the last time I talked about this on the podcast. I haven't responded to this man. But now he's just sending me messages. He's like, actually, your trash can, it shouldn't be sitting right there.
Oh,
I'm like,
my.
I mean,
he's doing a little too much.
He is correct. I did have my trash can out to the side of the house because I had moved it when I was trying to do some, you know, wash off some pollen off my deck. I was like, I don't want this like getting on my trash can underneath the deck. Let me move it. I forgot to move it. Okay, sure. You don't have to come and tell me like your grass is going to die and HOA is going to come get you. Like, no, he's slinging. He said that too. He didn't say, obviously, he didn't say in that exact wording, but, you know.
He's just sending you all these texts, or is there some back and forth?
There's no back and forth. I haven't responded since I told him. I said, dang, I can't cut down trees that one day. Since then, I haven't said a word.
Maybe you need to respond to him.
I'm not responding. Then today, I'm sitting here, I get to work this morning. I get a text message. I'm thinking it's my lovely wife waking up saying, good morning, sweetheart. That's what I'm thinking I'm going to get. No, I see this man's name pop up on my screen. I said, what? Why is he messaging me? He's talking about some, yeah. So this is a, you know, this is a continuation of our tree saga. We cut up the tree. Then the branches are, you know, left behind. We put them in a nice little pile on my property line. It's in my property. He's talking about some, yeah, it's a little close to the property line. You might not know what to do. You might not know what to do with it. Here's some resources on what to do with the property.
At this point, it's really over.
That's what I'm saying.
What's all this passive aggressiveness? Right?
That's what I'm saying.
Buddy wants the tree out of his backyard. He's over here sending resources. He's over here talking about the grass.
The tree is done.
Look, I think it's time to have a cookout in the backyard, be loud, play loud music, and I don't know, maybe do some light pollution at night right into his window.
We might have to do a little bit. Unfortunately, though, I don't know who designed these damn buildings, these damn houses. He has no windows facing.
That's his problem.
He has one, like I think it's like a bathroom window, so it's like, you know, the like frosted glass. He can't really, like, it's not going to affect him if I do some light pollution.
I mean, bro, he's living in isolation. That's the main problem.
But if he's living in isolation, if he can't see out the backyard, why is he looking in my backyard? Why is he looking in my backyard? Like, what is he doing? He's telling me this man coming outside. He coming standing up on the property lines, looking at, what's that pile doing over there? That's clearly on my. It's like it, when he said it was near our property line. That's when I knew he was full of shit. Because I was looking at that shit. I went out to the backyard. I said, this shit ain't nowhere near your property line. And that's you know what? This is another thing. One last thing. This man, we are 90% sure. We can't be 100% sure because, you know, we don't have the full, like, the surveyor is not out here. We don't know where, we don't have, like, the actual drawn lines. We're 90% sure this man is putting shrubbery on our property.
What?
No, so fine, you know, but that's like this is a little future, like a little flash forward. We may have to come back to that one because we will be erecting a fence,
okay,
in the near future, and so we'll see if there are gonna be some situations with old shrub and old shrub boy.
Okay,
so I mean, I want it to be. I don't want to have beef with nobody. I literally just want to, you know, come to my house, say hello to my family. Drive out, you know, I go outside, I cut the grass. If I see you over there, I say, yo, what's up? How you doing? I'm not trying to get involved. I'm not trying to get entangled with this man. I don't even know him. 40-something years old, talking to me. You a grown-ass man. Leave me alone. So, anyways, the anger point of this week. Other than that, man, you know, we chilling. You know, I can't really complain too much. I think, did I write one more thing down? You know, I like to write down my little notes now just to make sure. We had a little encounter with a little paranormal activity. I haven't even told my wife this. That's how spooky it is. I was a little shook. So this past week, we've been having a couple little, you know, hearing a little bumps in the night. I'm talking shebangs, like loud ass noises will happen in the house. Nobody knows what it is. I'm like, what's going on? The first time I'm sitting there with the baby, I got, you know, I'm just, you know, got my AirPods in. I'm, you know, watching a little something on my phone. Angelique come texting me, did you hear that? I'm like, hear what? What are you talking about?
Not the in-text stuttering.
Yeah, she's stuttering in-text. Did you hear that? And I'm like, no, what are you talking about? She's like, that was a loud noise. So I'm like, all right, you want to go check it out? She's like, what if somebody broke into the basement? I'm like, well, if that's the case, I mean, I guess maybe just go, like, lock the door, the basement door or something. I don't know. Like, we have a lock to the, you know, to the basement. She goes, dang, she I looks.
No urgency, by the way.
She had a little bit of urgency. But
I'm saying you didn't have no urgency.
I didn't have any urgency.
Your wife out there talking about somebody might have broken, and you're like,
I got the personal lock the door. I didn't think it was a break-in, but I got the baby in my lap, so I can't really, you know, start popping off like, what? Somebody, you know, like, I can't do that. So then, you know, eventually the baby gets transferred. I do a little sweep, you know, do a little perimeter sweep. I don't go into the basement because I'm not crazy. I'm not about to see if somebody's, you know, peeking around the corner. No, I'm not doing that tonight in the middle of the night. So I'm like, all right, nothing's going on. No windows are, like, you know, popped or anything. So we're all right. Then I think it happened another time, but I think, did I hear it the second time? I forgot exactly when the second bump happened. But then the third time, I'm sitting here. You know, I finally get a little time to play Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Shout out, Rebirth one time. I'm sitting on the couch. I got, it's the baby's been put into her crib. Shout out the baby. She's been doing better about being in her crib. So, that's a big ups to her. My wife is taking a little cat nap. The cat is taking a cat nap. We're all on the couch. Okay. We have a trash can that is motion sensor. Tell me why. All of a sudden I hear the sound of the trash can, which only, that's when the trash can opens up, when motion is detected, when you put your hand over the, it's a sensor.
Just like
you would see in your standard bathroom where you have a little hand soap dispenser, where you have your sink, your paper towel thing. It's just a regular old sensor. Tell me why I heard it go.
No,
bro. I was shaking in my boots. I was like, I paused the game, and I'm just dead looking at, like, I'm sitting where I'm sitting in the living room. The TV is up against the wall, but I can like see the kitchen, but I can't see the trash can. So I'm looking to see. I'm like, whoa, somebody about to peep up around the corner. Like, what's about to happen? So I sit there for like 5-10 minutes. I'm eyeing the kitchen, just making sure. Then I'm like, dang. Well, I guess that's just what it's gonna have to be. They just gonna have to do what they gotta do.
Y'all don't got no security system, or
we do have a security system, but that's the thing, though. That is the thing. And with the security system, I'm waiting on a couple of little tidbits here, especially with Ring, because Ring has a paid subscription where that'll like give you a notification on your phone, like if your little door sensors have been, activated, somebody came in, came out. But I'm not paying for that. So I heard that you can do it through Apple HomeKit, but I need an Apple Home Hub device that I haven't gotten yet, because I'm waiting for the new Apple TVs to drop in June. It's a whole process.
You're doing too much.
I'm not
doing. You're compromising your family's safety.
I am compromising
bucks.
No, not even to save any bucks. I just want the latest Apple TV.
Oh nah.
I want something new. I'm not about to. You want me to get an Apple TV 2022 version when the next one is coming out in June? Then I'll have Eggman. Yeah. That's like getting a PS4 when the PS5 just is about to drop. Like, what are we talking about?
I mean, how many updates to Apple TV? Like, what even are the new features?
Bro, they. Anyways, how was your week, bro?
My week was fine and dandy. I'm trying to think of what happened. There wasn't really any major developments. I'm just, recovering from PAX Boston.
Nice.
And now I'm about to go on another trip, which I don't even think I'm sure I told you, but I didn't tell you it was coming up.
I don't know.
Right? Cause I'm going to Europe.
Yeah, okay, I do remember Thursday. You mentioning this. Yeah.
It was on Thursday.
Italy specifically? I'm not
going to Italy. I'm going to UK.
Oh, okay.
Dublin and Scotland, I believe.
Bro, go to Galway.
Galway girl. Isn't that what Ed Sheeran talked about?
I don't know what Ed Sheeran be talking about, bro. I don't listen to that, man.
Okay, bet. But yeah, we're going to Europe, so go ahead and find me a replacement for next week's podcast, but I should be back for the following week. But yeah, so preparing for that trip, which means I'm trying to get Final Fantasy playtime, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm scrambling. I'm like, dang, I'm on chapter 12. I'm at the beginning of chapter 12. So I'm like, I could maybe do it. I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm going to be honest. I don't think I'm going to be doing it. We'll see what I can get done tonight. But it's not looking good if I'm just going to keep it one hundo. So just catching up on games and stuff. I mean, that's the full story. I don't have any crazy tales or anything like that from what I can remember. It's been a pretty chill week. I've been kind of following March Madness.
Okay. Any crazy games? I don't follow.
Nah. I mean, my bracket was busted like 2 hours in. So my hopes of winning were pretty dashed early on, but now I might even get second place.
Whoa.
If Purdue pulls it out. if Purdue pulls it out, I might end up in second place, or Amanda might end up in first place. So,
okay,
out of like 16 or something. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just chilling like a villain. No, nothing too crazy going on. A lot of shows I'm behind on. I'm behind on Solo Leveling.
You're behind on Solo Leveling. Oh,
behind
man.
On Solo. Behind on Invincible. Behind on Shogun. And now it's becoming like, now it's a numbers game, right? Do I want to finish? Do I want to spend every waking moment of free time trying to finish Final Fantasy Rebirth?
Mm.
Or do I want to just catch up on my shows? I think the answer is Rebirth, because I can take most shows with me.
Yeah, that's true.
On the trip, I cannot take Final Fantasy Rebirth with me.
Well, so, remote play, get your PS Backbone.
I mean, I could probably remote play on my Steam Deck, but
oh yeah, too.
Ain't no airport Wi-Fi gonna support what I need, right?
That's true. Finish it.
And I'm not trying to be lagging in the final cutscenes of the game. You know what I'm saying? That would be straight up ass. But yeah, nothing crazy. I will say. One more thing on the Final Fantasy note. The developers should be fucking ashamed of themselves for what they did in Chapter 11. They put a level in Chapter 11 that was one of the worst levels I have played. And I mean, granted, I don't play shit games most of the time. But so it's not like I'm playing shitty stuff all the time, but this is one of the worst levels I've played in a long time. And I might be exaggerating. You might play and be like, oh, it's not that bad. But it's just like so frustrating for no reason. What the fuck are we doing? It's like, why are we, why do we pad time in games nowadays?
Yeah.
The game is already 100 hours. Just cut some stuff. It's all right.
Cut it
out. We don't need to add a mechanic for every single thing. All right. We don't need to add... You know, you don't need to take one line of dialogue that was in the original Final Fantasy VII and make it a 2-hour excursion.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's what they did in this one.
Okay.
Because I don't know how this particular section translates to the original game. But nonetheless, bunch of bullshit.
How long bunch did it take? How long did this section take you?
Probably like anywhere between 60 to 90 minutes.
No.
it's one of those things, and I might probably closer to 60, but it's one of those things where in Final Fantasy Rebirth, they do this bullshit where it's like, oh, let's split up, and we're going to force you to use these characters.
Scooby-Doo
and I'm
shit.
Like, yeah, I'm like, I don't really, this isn't my group. This is not my group of characters that I like to play with. And sometimes they just take away Cloud completely. And it's like, you got to use these side characters to get through the story. So it's one of like, first they split us up. I do the first split up. I'm like, all right, here we go. We're doing this. And then they split us up again. And you got to play with the second half. And I'm like, okay, I really don't want to play with the second half. And not only do I want to play, don't want to play with the second half, but now they're introducing these bullshit mechanics that make what should have been probably like a 15, 20 minute section into like a 40, 50, 60 minute section of bullshit. Not even fun. So,
okay.
Once you get there, you'll know. I think.
All right.
I think I heard a podcast talk about this section, and I was like, it can't be that bad. And then I'm like, oh no, nah, this is wasting my damn time. There's always I don't know if there's a phenomenon or whatever, but it's like, you know, when you play games and you know you're near the end, so now you're just kind of like, all right, just get me there, like we're there, right? Like we're nearing the end, just get me there. So anything that slows that down. And it feels like it's actively trying to slow you down from seeing
it's
the end.
Pain point.
It frustrates me. You know, it really does. So,
side question.
Yes.
Now that you're at the beginning of chapter 12.
Yes.
Do you have, is like at chapter 12 or at the beginning or whatever, are you at a full party now? Do you have all characters that are all playable characters? Because I'm sitting here. You have. Okay. So by chapter 12, we will have all players. Because I'm sitting here and I'm like, I know there's three more motherfuckers that need to join.
Three? Are you talking about
the four total people that join?
That join you? Let's
see. Should be.
There's
Yuffie.
Yuffie? Kate Sith?
Kate Sith. Vincent and Sid?
The motherfuckers do not join you. I mean, at least from what I've seen.
Oh no.
And I will say the Vincent thing. I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay, maybe that's the third game.
I'm almost positive he'll probably be at the beginning of the third game. But okay. As of now, I'm like, we're pretty late for them to be saying, all right, now here's this motherfucker that you can play as. Like, I think my party is locked, and Vincent and Sid are not in that party for transparency.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like, well, they introduced Red pretty late. He wasn't playable though.
There you go.
Yeah. That is, you're right. You are correct.
Okay. Especially in this one where the characters have this whole like relationship system. Mm. You're finding all these weapons for these particular characters.
Yeah.
So I doubt it, but yeah.
All right. Cool.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, that's it. That was the weekend. So, you got anything else? Any questions, any matchups, anything before we wrap up?
You know what? I don't think I have. Oh, wait. I do have a matchup. That's crazy. I got my matchup list here. Who's winning in a boxing match? We got, well, not, you know, actual boxing, but Yusuke Urameshi versus Yuji Itadori.
Yuji Itadori versus Yusuke. You know, so what are the stipulations here? Like, can you use any ability? Like, or is it hand to hand, fist to cut? Like, what's the rules?
They can use their abilities, but I think Yuji cannot swap out with Sukuna.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But Yuji has his, you know, he can do Black Flash. He can use whatever curse punch. You know, punching and kicking. Yeah.
Here's the question, right? Because it's like, it's always when you cross, where it's the whole Tales of the Sign power scaling.
Right.
Like, because I'm going to come out and say that based on first glance, at a glance, I'm saying Yuji's washing Yusuke.
Washing? Not even close?
It might be close just because Yusuke's power set is so limited, but the way that they portray Yusuke's matchups in the show, at least up to the like dark tournament or whatever, it almost feels like he's getting washed by common street thugs. The people that, like, even though they got powers and stuff, I'm like, you're like a one episode DBZ type dude. Like, you're not even getting two episodes in DBZ. Like, your powers are like kind of generic, yet you're really giving this man a run from his money. I feel like Yuji would just box the hell out of Yusuke, and Yusuke ain't gonna have time to, like,
yeah.
You know, Yusuke needs to take a breather. He needs to talk a little bit, get off some quips. I think Yusuke would just clap him real quick.
Yeah, Yuji's not really about that talking. He's about action.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Okay, I can see that. But what about late game Yusuke versus, I don't know, mid show Yuji, or maybe just up to date Yuji? Because I mean,
I think
from the beginning of JJK to now, Yuji's kind of, he's powered up a little bit, but like,
yeah,
he's got a little bit of power to him, I guess. End of show. Let's do end of show, Yusuke.
I would say Yusuke, end of show, but just because of his general power skill set, I think it would do some damage to Yuji. Like, Yuji ain't really getting hit with like massive blasts for the most part. Like what's his name? Like the transmog guy. It's like, yeah, I'll touch you and I'll throw some stuff at you. But it was never like a grant. Like, he's not, oh, well, blood guy.
Blood guy was shooting stuff at him the whole time. Him.
So
he knows how to deal with projectiles.
I feel like, and I don't remember what late game Yusuke can even do. Like, actually, we're rewatching it, so I'll keep it a surprise, but I'll say Yusuke probably has a chance because obviously as his like spirit energy gets better, as his repertoire gets a little bigger, I can see, like, if he lands one blow, shit, I don't even know if that's enough, because Yuji just eats shit.
Yuji does eat
shit and just keeps going.
His body is quite doable.
He's just gotta throw that X that he be doing, and that that shit seems to be blocking everything. I'm like, what? I'm like, how are your arms not shattered, bro? Like, what? Bro, he's what is happening?
I remember from the first episode of Jujutsu Kaisen when this man, they said, yeah, he's pretty good at sports, and this man jumped from the ground level to the second floor.
Bro, do they explain that shit? Like, why does he have superhuman strength?
It does get explained a little bit. Just a slight explanation, I'd say. We'll probably beginning next season, you'll see.
The manga writer was like, yeah, this will be funny. And then he realized, like, fucking 300 chapters, and he's like, oh, dang.
Well, I got to actually do something.
Yeah, maybe I should explain this.
One side thing, on the manga writer of Jujutsu Kaisen, I got to say, this guy needs to be taken out back and beaten. Because this man, that's all I'm going to say. He's doing too much. The manga right now, he's doing way too much in a way that I'm not rocking with. I'm like, I mean, obviously, I'm still reading. It's cool to see
boxes. Way too much as in, like, just doing too much, overcomplicating and, like, narrative twists, or doing too much, like, he's going to meetings with the what's that show called? Made in Abyss writers, and they're, getting together brainstorming.
And I will say, neither is more. He's just dick riding. He likes this one character specifically, and it's like, nah, bro, you gotta
doing too much. I mean, I do it too. If I wrote a clean character, I'd be like, yeah, what they gonna get into today?
Nah.
Who they gonna watch today?
We will discuss this in about 2 years, 3 years maybe, and you're gonna be on my side then. So
okay, I believe you. So, yeah, with that, let's go ahead and wrap this up. I hope you enjoyed the episode yesterday. If you haven't listened to it yet, go listen to it. But yeah, I won't be here next week. So shout out to whoever else takes my place. Have a good time.
Omari, you're up.
All right, Omari. This is your chance. And don't fumble it.
Yeah, do not. Whoa. I'm going to tell him he said that.
I'm playing. All right. Enjoy Omari and everybody next week. And until then. Bye.
Peace.